Jay gets it.
Oh, man.
Do you like us?
That's fantastic. Recording, it sounds like we're back home.
Recording live from Jay's house again.
Pete, there's maybe. Crickets.
Yes. Oh, God.
Kelsey, did you listen to the last episode?
I have not gotten a chance to.
Oh.
I'm a bad intern.
Bad intern.
Bad intern. I'm going to bring that down a little. But we're still going to use it as intro music. That is a nod to the fact, first of all, hi, it's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, hence the weird show name.
Hello, everyone.
This is a nod to the fact that we recorded at Jay's place last week.
My country home.
His country abode. His country manor.
Yeah.
And as much as we had his help around this massive, sprawling manor, not unlike the evil, let's call him the final boss from Roadhouse.
Ooh, I like it.
Something
the final boss from Roadhouse.
Equivalent to that. Just a sprawling, you know, like at one point his manservant drops a plate.
The help.
And he's like, that's all right, Steven. And Steven's like, thank you, sir. And then as Steven's walking out of the room, you just hear a gunshot and Steven looks down at his chest and this big bloody rose is appearing on his nice white clothing. And then he collapses on the floor.
Time to do the show.
And then he dies. And the evil boss turns and goes, Hector, his other bit of help. Mm-hmm. And Hector's like, yes, see that you don't drop any plates.
I feel like you're getting really excited and that you've actually planned, like,
murdering
you
for
sport.
If
you ever murdered someone, how would you do it?
Exactly like that. Dressed I would just shoot a manservant right through his spinal column and he'd look down and then fall to his knees and then collapse.
How would you
so
do it?
So anybody's listening, don't be John's butler.
Well, don't turn around.
How about you murder someone, though?
I'm turning off the crickets.
Watch your back. Yeah. No.
To be brought up randomly at any point through the show.
How would I murder
drown
somebody?
Someone. I mean, I've already planned it out.
That's
I would drown
terrible.
Them.
I don't know.
You're too good for this.
Yeah. I
how
think
would you? Tell me your
I haven't thought about it
acid
enough.
Bath.
I you love guys her.
Oh, you just turn them into
bath.
A slurry?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah, you're a woman. Of course, you would drown him.
That's how I'd buy you kill someone. Like
what does that mean?
That's your thing. Drowning?
Do you hear him? You're, yeah. Of course, you're a woman. You would drown them.
I messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you'd do it by
but that's
creepy...
statistically your thing.
I don't think that's true.
I'm such a great swimmer.
I know, I'm messed
up. That I would do it, like, in a river.
How about you talk into the mic? You're complete... There you go. Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Are you all right? You're getting very sleepy looking again.
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay. All right. I'm just worried. You seemed a little drowsy.
I don't know. I would help them.
Good Lord.
Assisted suicide?
Radio voices, people. This is so goddamn low energy.
Okay. Are we? Okay, I don't know if I want to murder anyone.
Are we a goddamn Gus Van Zandt film? No, talk.
Okay.
Be
perfect. So you. How would you kill someone?
Eva, can I
no,
do the show's
I would give
intros?
Them extra pills.
Can I do the show's intro?
Yes,
before
please.
We get
sorry.
Rolling with this abortion of a segment. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. You can also find us on Twitter, at Papa's Basement for me. Left or right, who we got?
Pete Maybe.
At Pete Maybe. At Orchard Eva. And?
At Is Butter Worth It.
Is Butter Worth It.
I like it.
It's like dead maybe jokes, but not horrible.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
Nobody's hit me up on there yet, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's certainly not testament to the four listeners we have. Not
you guys aren't that busy. Come on.
Not carrying it. So the show show's a good one today. It's actually packed with prep.
Yes.
I hate it when we do that, but sometimes we fall into it.
Preparation
and
H.
First and foremost, I see what you did there. First and foremost, we have to talk about the papal.
Papal?
Does it sound like pap smear?
I like papal.
Papal, yeah, because it doesn't sound
one
like
vote.
Pap smear.
The papal visit.
And if the Catholic Church has taught us one thing, it's that the vagina is ultimately evil. So it is papal.
They
not
get to
papal.
Decide.
So the Pope Francis, Mr. Lighten Up Francis himself, came to town.
The rock star Pope.
I don't like it when people call him that, and I'll tell you why in a second. Because it came out of your mouth. That's why. No, I'm kidding.
Because why?
Because I said because it came out of your mouth. Are you okay? I'm seriously worried about you right now, Eva.
Keep going.
Okay. We're talking about rock stars.
She's thinking about drowning you.
Well, not just that. She's planned it, by the way. When she was like so quick to say I drowned someone, like I can imagine the entire scenario. Like she would line her vagina with a paralytic and seduce a guy. And he'd be at his weakest because he just busted his nut.
Of course.
And then he'd be like, why can't I move to escape bed? And she'd be like, well, my friend, kind of like a Goldfinger, Mr. Bond villain voice.
Yeah.
She'd be like, you've deduced by now, my friend, that you can't move. Blink once if you regret sleeping with me and planning to escape. And he'd just blink. And, kind of like a, what is it, the diving bell and the moth, the butterfly? What the hell is that movie?
Diving bell and the butterfly.
There you go. See, she's on it. And then you'd kind of like roll him up in a blankie and then just throw him in a bath and like slowly fill the bath.
I'm close by the river too, so you guys aren't invited anymore.
And he would just bleed. Like,
ever.
Well, until we work this out.
I want to murder him.
Until we work what out?
That.
Okay.
We're not going to do that.
Let's all go.
This is running for the whole episode. Until we kill all the crickets. Just want you to know that. So he'd be blinking frantically for her to turn off the bath, and then he would just slowly go under. And you would pull out your weird paralytic vaginal lining, whatever that looks
like.
Or
my giant dick that just happens to be there. Sorry.
Thanks for the profane riff. Yes.
The old side by side.
Yeah.
Well, that was probably something that we need to edit out.
Need to and will. Those happen. Are different things. Yeah. I will acknowledge it. I like to think that's good enough. She knows she shouldn't have said it. She knows she shouldn't be chewing goddamn gum on air. Put it in your pocket. Put it in the shirt pocket. Put it in the shirt pocket.
No.
Here, use this piece of paper. You know who else is trying to trick people
what?
Into having sex with them?
Who?
My mom and the Pope. Ever since he's been here, she will not shut up about it.
Oh, my mom too.
Butter.
Just one singular butter.
Butter. Yeah, because we can't do butters, apparently.
Yeah.
She's indifferent, I would say.
Oh, you can't. You know what? You man our live feed. Everyone, by the way, keep up with the live feed. We're doing a live airing on Periscope right
now. Join in.
You keep up with that.
If you're hearing this now,
you're already listening. Join in on the Periscope. Yes. Yeah. So your mom doesn't have the what one for the Pope.
No, she doesn't.
For Mr. Francis. All right, so the three of us, first of all, is anyone Catholic here? My mom's Greek Orthodox. Eva's mom is Catholic. Jay?
No.
What are you, Jay?
I grew up completely Catholic, though.
Okay, these two are Methodist, but...
Yeah. Lapsed. That's why my mom's not, like, super crazy about it, but she's just... I mean, she was like, yeah, I would totally F him.
She really said that?
No, she didn't.
She would F
that's
the Pope?
That's the first thing. Like, I hadn't seen her in weeks, and she was like, did you know the Pope was here? Like, I wouldn't be at this wedding if I knew I could bang him.
Did she start fanning down there?
Woo! Hold. Yes, she did.
I picture her fanning down there like an old black
lady
in a southern church.
She would never say anything like that.
Fanning away with a hymnal. Yeah, I don't know if this was a unique thing. Apparently it wasn't. Apparently 75% of ladies, according to the scientific Papa's Basement study,
yes,
were way, way pumped for the Pope. Now, I don't think it was a sexual thing for my mom. I think she's so old that religious stuff has replaced sex stuff. Like when she's like,
I know what you mean.
He is so good and holy. Like, that's where in her psyche and in her soul, like, 30 years ago, she would have been like, I really wish Tom Jones would just pork me right now. I know he's, like, 10 years bad, like, old news at this point.
Yeah.
He never got his due. He is a legendary one.
Yeah.
Come on, TJ. Give it to me. So, I heard I'm not joking, I had to set up the DVR, first of all. I had to come back to my mom's place. Set up the DVR so that an 8-hour news block of the Pope's visit, local news, he was in D.C.
Yeah.
That is apparently why it was such a big deal to my mom.
Yeah.
Pope Francis is in the States,
he's
in our backyard.
Corner. Yeah.
And she was pretty much going on about how she could feel the holiness in the air. I was hearing that a lot. I kept hearing about just how good and just a man he was, how spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I hear about this Pope, the more I have to say my own belief systems kind of line up with his, minus the whole, like, not killing babies stuff.
I see the similarities.
Thank you. I wanted to hear that and not have to
say
it. I was
going to say that, yeah, when I found out he was coming here, I was like, hey, I got to tell John about this. This guy's jocking his style.
It's very true. You said it, not me, so it's not bragging and sacrilegious.
But
John, you would never brag.
In terms of abortions, I mean, how do you guys feel? Like,
well, I can't agree with him there. Like, I finally understand the Catholic position on it. I didn't really realize why they were so anti-abortion for a long time. And now I get it. They're like, it's the most defenseless thing out there. They're like, you know, if you're a rapist and you're raping women, this is pretty much the real Catholic position, by the way. I went to seminary for 10 years, so I can talk about this. They're like, if you're a rapist and you're raping women, they sinned. They sinned a bunch. We're not condoning your raping. It's a bad thing. But you're not raping, like, someone without sin. The abortion thing, they're like, that is a baby soul. And it hasn't even sinned yet. It hasn't had the chance to come out of a vagina and be born into sin. And that's their position. Anyone who's... Challenge me if you're Catholic. That really, in a gross, crass way, is the belief system.
I don't know. I grew up Catholic, and it was always like, you...
You would just... Every time you had an unwanted pregnancy, I remember it. You would go off for the summer. Like, every March or so, we'd be like... Eva, are you all, you're looking a little puffy. Are you well? And you say, yes, everything is fine. And then the start of the school year would roll around. And we're like, where's Eva? And right around October 1st or 2nd, she would show up.
She hasn't finished her summer vacation.
Yeah. And we're like, you look great. And you're like, I watched the fitness camp.
That is why my vagina is so large. I mean.
Just so many.
It's a wide set vagina.
So many big-headed Irish babies have passed through it.
I actually pooped one out, too. I mean, okay. That was just...
Oh.
I mean, that was just disgusting. No one wanted it.
We're not the Stern Show circa 91.
We threw it away.
The poo baby.
The poo baby we threw away.
Poor PB.
I mean, we just threw it in the trash.
What did you do with all the VBs? Were they adopted? Did you pull an adoption switcheroo and ship them to China?
I have sent them.
Where your blonde babies were highly coveted as they shipped us all of their Chinese babies?
Listeners, I've never had a baby.
Well, you've never kept one.
Exactly. No, I've never had one.
Had, yes. Kept, no. Had, you almost have one of those like Subway punch cards.
Yeah.
The next one's free.
My second, my fifth abortion is free.
So, John, how does your mom feel now? Now that he's out.
Now that she knows Eva has done all these horrible things, yeah. That the cat's out of the bag. No, my mom, after, first of all, not realizing that her own son was pretty much as holy as Pope Francis, but just not, like,
you need
bashful
to bless
about
Eva
declaring it. Even I can't cleanse that sin. Pope Papa doesn't
have
that
call
power.
Him back, really.
What's up, Butter?
At that, Brendan Bren says she grew up Catholic, but God bless the shot and the pill.
There you go. I
absolutely
love Brenda Bren. Super
tell
listener,
her I love
Brenda
her.
Bren.
Of course, the Methodist.
At Retrieva loves you.
I was waiting for Brenda Bren to chime in. She makes me happy when she does.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
And not to do a complete aside here, the next month, Jay over here is trying to actually like plan the show, make it rehearsed.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start doing that.
Look at him. Look at him. Manifest Destiny over here. And he was mentioning... That's his rap name. And his
Manifest Destiny, son.
And he was saying we should do horror themed crap for the whole month.
Whole month. I think that'd be fantastic.
See how much I care. Horror crap.
So
horror.
Here's if
Brenda's
we're on
big
Periscope,
into that.
I want
I am too. I
anyone to tell me what they want me to be.
For
what
you
to
have
Halloween.
To, you have to do Elvira or what was Angelica Huston? Angelica Huston. She was she was not sexy Elvira, the Adams Family
Adams
mommy.
Family. Yeah.
What's her name again?
Wow.
Why do I have to be
more
her?
Trisha.
There you go.
There we go.
Why do you have to
you
be her?
You can do that. Why not?
Do you want
to
be?
That sounds awesome.
Do you want to be Wilfred?
I'll be more Trisha if
oh, I'm
if
sorry.
You
who's,
are
who's more Trisha?
Wednesday.
More Trisha sounds like a Decepticon.
No, it's more Trisha.
That Brenda Bren says
I'll be more
Lily
Trisha
Munster.
If you're Wednesday with me.
The kid monster. Oh,
and
wait.
You won't do it. What? Then I won't do it.
You know, my girlfriend makes a good Wednesday.
Oh, I could see that. Your girlfriend's like 4'8".
We did Wednesday in Pugsley. And then
How are you Pugsley?
I know. I was.
You're like, I'm too handsome for this.
I just gothed it up. I was, yeah. I was a very gaunt Pugsley.
Yeah.
And a thin Pugsley.
Yeah.
You're like Pugsley after he went away to one of Eva's pregnancy camps
incestuous
for the summer.
Too, so that's kind of strange.
And came back all thin. Don't give me that simmering hatred look.
I'm not.
But yeah, guys, if you want to, tell us what to.
Yeah, we'll all dress up for
you. We'll try it.
As long as it's cheap.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. As long as there's not much time involved and it's cheap.
Yeah, we'll certainly try it.
We'll dress like
and
whatever.
We're going to try and get some guests on here, too. So cross your fingers. We'll get some,
nice dress
horror fans.
As Leatherface wearing actual human flesh.
Mm.
Commit to the bit.
Send it in, fans.
Fiza Baraka, whatever her name was in The Craft.
Hold on.
Feruza Balk.
I was going to say Feruza. I thought there was an extra K in
there. Feruza Balk.
She was in The Craft. What about her? Oh,
as a
costume for me, I'm guessing.
I'm sure that is what the intention.
That's exactly.
My Feruza Balk costume involves me taking a hatchet and burying it between my two front teeth and then just wiggling it apart for about 30 minutes. And then I will bleach my eyes baby Hitler blue.
Who is that?
Feruza Balk?
No. I'm just like, I think, where's John?
Oh. Feruza Balk was one of those very weird.
No, I know.
I
was slightly attracted to her.
Were you?
Yeah,
did you
I was.
Get tricked?
I really was.
Oh,
yeah.
You
she's
precious
cute.
Little thing. Feruza Balk had crazy eyes. Do you agree, Eva?
I thought
yes, she was gorgeous. All right, where are we going?
We were just going to talk about the fact that all old ladies had it for the Pope during this visit. My mom wouldn't shut up about it.
My mom had the biggest chubby I've ever seen.
Really?
For the Pope.
A mom chubby. Chubbies.
And she was like, the Pope. Crying. Like,
what is it about the Pope that made her cry?
Did she go see him in person?
The fact
it's just
that
on TV.
Okay.
Her mother passed away like 4 months ago. My grandma and her mother-in-law, my dad's mother passed away like last year, and they were both like staunch Catholics, and she was like, oh,
are they in heaven with Jesus and Jackie April?
I would have loved.
I threw you a softball impression there. I wanted you to do a great
impression. I was like, okay, they would have loved him, but they're dead. So
did you actually
and their
say
last
this?
Words were
I did
you're
I
in,
go
so hold on, let me paint the picture. Eva's at home and she's living there, so she's biting the hand that feeds her. And you said what to your mom as she's crying at her emotional softest?
I go, well, they're dead. So.
And you think, you accuse me of being the AH here.
You are, though.
Okay, but they're dead.
You know you are.
They're dead and.
I go, and.
This is how you do improv. Dead and.
We need to move on.
Like, who cares if this is the first time?
Hold on,
and she goes, I was like, the Pope is here. They would have loved him because they would have. My grandmas were both staunch Catholics and very into the gays, so they would have loved him.
Catholic gay lovers. Hold on. I want to do a recreation of what I picture Eva's living room as right now with the Pope on the TV. Eva, you be your mom and just like go.
I'm my mom.
Yeah.
Who's my dad? You?
No, I'm just going to be you.
All right.
No, you're just sitting there with a blank face. It doesn't work on air.
Yeah.
Well,
I need you to just cry softly to yourself because the Pope's so holy. Don't make I don't
Somebody's
got to
work
PMK.
This bit, John.
Oh, Eva pulled out her headphones or someone pulled out their headphones.
She did.
Okay, are you back, buddy?
I gotcha.
Okay, so wait. This is Pam.
I hope you guys are watching.
Okay, a little more crying. Like a little. You're not doing it quickly enough. I want like.
No, I'm doing like.
Oh, you're doing an exact impression. Your method. I forgot. I don't want to be a betch mom, but shake it off.
Shake it off.
That's you. That is you personally.
She'd be like, shake it up.
Scene.
Fuck yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Good Lord.
That one I really have to beat. The hard F I don't think gets a slip around.
I love it.
It's okay.
Even I haven't done that.
A little more. Exactly. You're just S-bombs, like Always Sunny style.
I know.
I can work with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're getting there.
F-bomb, I really do have to go back.
They're going to lighten
was,
up on
was
us.
Was I close? Was I close, Eva?
You were great.
Thank you. I don't want to be a bitch, but I'm trying to eat the steak you burned. Can you just shut up a little?
It's perfect. It's awesome.
Here, have a potato. That'll make you happy. Eat one of my potatoes. I just picture you having your steak and potato dinner that Pam cried over as she watches the Pope, thinking of all her newly deceased relatives.
Because we're Irish, we yeah, always have
exactly.
steak and
potatoes. Every night.
Eat up. Apparently there's a famine of these once or something, and that's why we're here. So, like, celebrate their memory with a potato. Stop crying. They're delicious. Have you even had a starch today?
These are amazing.
There you go.
So, whatever you're feeding me is absolutely the best thing that I've ever had in my life. Okay? You're an idiot, but I love you.
I know it's your house, but could you, like, just leave for a bit?
Yeah.
You're really this bringing house, me out.
You're bumming me out.
This house is disgusting.
I want to watch Caitlyn,
but
not Francis.
All I want to do is, like, fuck.
Jesus Christ.
I just said fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like it got... I feel like it finished. We all finished it.
All I want to do is, like, just, like...
No, okay. We get
be
it.
Here.
Sigga, sigga.
Be here.
I was afraid you're just going to drop it again. Just drop another episode.
I didn't drop it, but next time.
Oh, okay. All right. Eva, I know you're excited to
right,
play
I'll
yourself
stop.
On
I'll stop.
Air.
You guys talk.
But from now on, John Papa Giorgio will be playing the role of Eva Cruikshank.
Okay. You're amazing.
Thank you.
And Pope.
And Pope Francis. I'm Pope
That's
Francis Cruikshank.
That's your Pope impression.
I'm talking to Pam through the TV right now. Could you stop crying?
You need to shut up.
You have to go Pam.
Pam. No, that's when Kramer falls in love with Pam on Seinfeld. And he's just going on about
Pam.
How much he loves her name. Pam!
Oh,
Pam!
But speaking of people crying.
Yes.
John Boehner.
John Boehner's
you lost it.
We're getting
oh. Face.
Yeah. That was great.
I
Who's that orange guy in the background?
I
Is he crying? Who? Oh, my God. That's John Boehner.
Yeah, that Boehner stepped down as, what is he, the speaker?
Yes.
There you go. Look at me.
There you go.
Remembering things.
I don't know. I think that was the Pope's doing.
Well, I...
Causing
miracles. I'm going to drop the curtain a little. I'm no longer the character of John Papagiorgio, but the actor John Papagiorgio who plays okay. him. I listen to a little political stuff here and there. And yeah, Boehner is a big-time Catholic. So I think he's been fed up for a long time. And literally was just like, I'm going to sit here long enough for the Pope to come in and have to kiss my ass because I'm really high up in the ranks. And then I'm quitting the instant
Peace
he's gone.
Bitches.
I love that was so hood of him.
It kind of was.
It really that's
besides the
that is like knowing you're going to quit your job
on TV.
For months, but you're like, I am waiting for the ice cream social. I have put in my time and suffered here for years. I'm going to eat ice cream until...
I'm
going to
use up all the hot fudge.
Exactly.
I don't care who's behind me in line.
I'm going to snort hot fudge by the end of it. And I don't care that I'm lactose intolerant because I'll be gone by Monday. So that Friday, I will be bombing the whole office.
I'm going to eat it off the Pope.
But I'm going to get some ice before I go.
I'm going to lick it off the Pope.
Because think about it. I don't care who he was, even as former speaker. If he quit ahead of time and he's just like...
Yeah, people be like, oh...
No,
thanks for nothing,
yeah,
buddy.
Like, and he's showing up just like in flip flops and like a Big Johnson shirt. Yeah. And he's like, look, man, you know who I was.
I'm
made this happen.
A big dog shirt.
Yeah.
I made this happen. I get to stand here. They would be like, you're a disgrace. Leave now.
Do you think he actually went to Dirty Dick's or he just has the t-shirt?
Oh, he just has
he's
the
one
t-shirt.
Of those guys. Yeah. I don't know if anybody's.
He just bought it on eBay. He wanted to be cool.
Yeah. And
what a dick.
Oh.
Well, now.
All right.
You said.
I said the name
he
of
was
a restaurant.
Talking about a store, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Filthy Richards.
And,
oh,
and it was a
okay.
playful restaurant name, not Pat's F House. He worked it into something.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm sorry.
Formerly known as Filthy Richards.
All right. Pull your head off the mic. That's the beauty of live radio, Eva. Mm-hmm. Redemption is merely a one-liner away. I really said that with a straight face.
You did.
Everyone listening, just
still
stop,
the actor, John.
Stop.
Are we going to talk about me being on OkCupid?
I want that as a soundbite. Are we going to talk about me?
This is a great soundbite episode.
I was going to do a little bit of Piggate real fast, and right. then the second yeah. half of the show
so
is going to be you.
Can I yeah, go speaking pee of while people, you're doing that?
Do you, if you really need to yeah. pee?
I really do.
Go okay, ahead. You pee, you put a little water on your face, you put your eyeballs on the mirror, and you say, I am Eva Crickshin. And then you wave goodbye to Mr. Bergstrom as the train takes him out of your life forever.
Simpsons.
Yes, you got it. All right. Take your tink tink. We'll discuss Piggate.
Wait. What, my tinky? What'd you say?
I said go take pee. Your tink tink.
Ew. Oh.
Ew, John.
That's what we have to say on air. It's not yeah. F-bomb this and that, sister.
So speaking of people in power.
By the way, I saw you grab your pack of smokes to take your quote-unquote piss. Don't think I didn't notice. Jay, if you'd be so kind as to shut the door.
I'll close the door.
Thank you. I don't know why she didn't want to discuss Piggate. It's funny stuff.
They gotta love this.
Who? Both viewers?
Yeah. It's no, six.
Six?
And sweet. Overwhelming.
Six. How
it's
many?
Quorum.
Are we getting diehards, like, hitting the heart button like no one's business?
Yeah.
Awesome. Nice.
We got some hearts.
Thank nice. You, guys.
That is all. 7 years ago when I started this show, and the whole Periscope thing hadn't been invented yet,
mm-hmm.
I said, I am going to get me some hearts one of these days. I'm going to, one, invent Periscope, two, install the heart-like mechanism, and three, rack them up.
Like you were playing Zelda.
Yeah, exactly. I was back. I was still mourning 9/11. It was a while ago. The country was still healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with the whole thing. And I'm glad it worked. It worked big time.
There
so
you go.
I guess we have to bang out Piggate before we get to Eva's whole OK Cupid segment.
Yes.
Which is very funny. She has been on OK Cupid for a while. And I didn't realize how creepy it had gotten on there.
I was on there, and it was mildly creepy when I was on there.
Yeah, and you're a dude.
Yeah.
You're doing the creepy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, like, yes, I
am. As a woman, yes, the stuff that yes, comes your way is horrifying.
Honestly, I was.
But Piggate. So for those that don't know about this, Kelsey, I think you can help me out with this.
I would love to. So the British Prime Minister... allegedly, in his rowdy college days.
David Cameron.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How old is David Cameron now, by the way?
50-ish, probably.
So, like, this is going to be like a dirty old Polaroid then.
Yeah, except that there's no proof that it really happened. But he allegedly stuck his Reese's Pieces in the mouth of a dead pig.
She knows how to use her words.
And he, yeah, there you go. You can radio talk. And so... Is that, first of all, was it at attention when the later prime minister of a country that used to matter a lot, let's be honest, Britain now is just like adorable. And you're yeah. like, oh, look at your accents and Hugh Grant. But there was
when
a time
Britain
really mattered when they weren't just the 51st state.
And when are they going to make Britain great again?
Oh.
They need their own Donald Trump.
They may have one now with a guy who is sticking things.
Oh, yeah.
Was it hard?
True.
Like, was he able to get hard?
We don't know.
Because if you can get hard, like, I am duly impressed.
I wonder if that's part of the rules.
So,
I think
it's just a rumor?
Kind of a cursory, a tossing in.
So it's just a rumor, then.
Sounds too hard.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm more concerned about the burning of, you know, 50 pounds
of
a beggar.
Yeah, fill us in on that, because that's the first time I had actually heard about that. I wasn't reading the articles much, besides just a bunch of funny pictures of David Cameron and some pigs. And the
I forgot the door locks. Let Eva back in.
Oh yeah. Thanks.
Back in, buddy. How was your tinks?
Long.
Really?
Yes.
Was it an angry stream? Did it sound like a snake hissing?
Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, you broke the headphones.
Oh no.
Oh.
It'll be.
All right. So back to this was all part, by the way, of initiation ceremony to the Piers Gravestone Society. Which is the fancy British version of like a skull and bones, I guess. Like
exactly.
One of those things where if you make it in during your college days, like you can only fail upwards, I'm guessing. Hell, he's the prime minister.
That sounds right.
He's, been, yeah. he's doing all right.
He mouth effed a pig's head. So yes.
That, a dead one, it yeah. should be noted.
I mean, if that isn't an endorsement for the Piers Graveston Society, that you can F the mouth of a pig and then run a country.
And not like to be encouraged to F the mouth
yeah,
of a pig.
Not like yeah. a crap one like Estonia. Like a good one. Britain's up yeah. there. That's mm-hmm. like top 10 real estate.
For real.
So it got out, I guess. Like, we don't really know what started this. Or did people put two and two together that they're just like, if he's part of this Piers Graveston thing, then he must have, like, effed a pig mouth because everyone else in the society is, like, holding their Polaroid and they're like, look at me.
They're like, yeah, I know I did it.
That's an 84, bitches.
Partly that, but also there's just some old man in government over there who's been muttering about it to no one in particular during meetings. He just keeps bringing it
with
up.
With his tinfoil like, hat?
Yeah. He's just a nutcase, and he won't stop talking about it, and he's convinced that it happened.
See, that's if you guys just follow your dreams, eventually yeah. you can get it out there in the open.
That's what it...
And everybody will know that you
asked
a pig. That's
what this all comes down to. It's yeah. just follow your dreams.
Just follow your dreams. Just,
but no one dreams of being just, a pig mouth effer.
Well, the guy wanted people to know.
If you could David pick Cameron one had. Animal to
put
bed,
oh. platypus. What would it be? What? I should have answered something.
Those are poisonous.
You thought
you
about
better right. watch yourself.
Yeah, they really
a
are.
Platypus?
Yeah.
Why?
They got oh. spikes.
Yeah, it's got the normal parts, but if you feel like a getting a bill job, they can do that. It's got the burrs. It's got the paralytic burrs, much like you yeah. and your vag trap bathtub murders. It can do that
it's got
too.
Some spikes,
if yeah. you don't treat it right, so you know you gotta like treat her like a lady.
It's poison spikes.
Yeah.
Jay.
I think it lays eggs.
If you could pick one animal.
Eggs. Yeah, so then you could take care of those pretty fast. Just chuck them.
Yeah, there wouldn't be any weird like, centaur babies. Like she
see
would
a, see
lay,
a doctor. I just need to chuck these eggs.
She would lay the half human, half platypus eggs, and then like I'm going to work now, and you're like, sure, sweetie, and then you just take the eggs and like cook them or throw them yeah. against the wall, and you're like, oh, that happened.
I don't know what happened.
And then like
I
you're
swear not, I was watching them.
Yeah, and then you won't go to hell because the babies didn't happen. Eva,
not because
one animal.
Yeah.
I think a lion. I mean, you know me. I like a guy with tattoos, a lot of hair. I like a man bun.
Well, the lion is nature's tattoo artist, so that is its National Geographic nickname.
I just think if a lion was a man, he'd be cool. And well, someone I would want to bang.
We're talking actual lions here.
Oh.
I didn't talk about a platypus lady. I meant like actual platypus.
Oh, I couldn't take a lion, D.
I maybe you can.
Maybe.
I don't have like an animal D chart in front of me. I wish you had told me this segment was coming because I would have made one.
Cats have spiked penises.
What? Cats do?
Domesticated ones.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine what a lion dick is like.
Pull them in.
Oh,
yeah. That looks like the hook from I Know What You Did Last Summer. That's gonna pull out some entrails with it. So, Eva, you chose poorly. And I will mourn your loss.
Should have been more adventurous.
When the lion bang kills you.
Should have been a duck.
And he'll bang kill me?
He'll bang kill you.
Oh, my goodness. That is horrible.
Yeah,
he's not going to bang kill me.
In this situation, am I also involved like in a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you have to come
I'm
home
thinking,
to it every night.
I'm thinking mm-hmm. a red panda. So damn cute.
It'd be adorable.
Why? Yeah. Yeah.
Like
so
you'd
like,
be done with
why,
it.
That'd
though?
Be great. And it might...
It would be like
it would have a hard.
It
time.
Would be like adorable and sexy as it put its little paws around your thing, and then just. Like,
but yeah, as cute as it is,
yeah,
I, at least make up for
I've,
the.
I've
fact
seen
that I
videos
have to
of
pet
it, like eating grapes and apples and stuff, and it's precious.
It's awesome.
So yeah, if
that's kind of hot, honestly.
At Kate Dams, Kate Adam, Cat Adams,
Cat Adams,
Cat
boy.
Adams,
Kate Adams,
Kate Adams.
She loves red pandas. She wants
oh, really?
Us to know. All yes. Right. So,
oh, man.
That's your choice.
I'm smelling threesome here. Kate, Pete, and Fiddlesticks.
Fiddlesticks.
The Thurmont Zoo's red panda.
Yes.
All right,
good
butter.
Awesome.
For the sake of argument, gun to my head.
Yeah.
Gorilla, because they're the closest relative to
there
us.
There you go.
And I feel like that would be the least gross
and
relative.
Bringing logic.
And it would be like the best fuck.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Oh, that's funny though. But you know what? You said it with such... you were
Planet of the Apes.
She was absolutely positive that would so be the best.
Blow Dr. Zayas.
John, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
How much money do I
you would be
for the swear jar?
We need a swear jar.
Yeah.
For real. But you know what?
No, I'm sorry.
You were 100%. She was 100% positive that that would be the absolute best animal to have sex with.
Well,
like,
it's because
she co-signed on that immediately.
You could belittle them as a woman. You could belittle them in sign language. Be like, that was over fast.
Be like,
is that all you got? That's my signing sound.
Hey, that brings me back to why people never do the hand motion anymore for sex.
Yeah, so what struck me about Piggate, now that we've all debated what animal we want to have sex with. Hold on, I have to write that down. What animal we would have sex with, that is written into an outline now that I am putting my name on. Dad, I know you're up there looking down. Your boy did it.
Love you, Vasily.
Yeah, so what got me about Piggate is why are people... There's a multitude of things. First of all, not to get weird vegetarian logic on you, why is it okay to, on a mass scale, breed, raise pigs, kill them, literally dismember them, mm-hmm. because we eat their organ meat, so cannibalize them, I guess. Well, we're not pigs ourselves, but we eat their meat.
Some of us.
But, like, putting your D in their dead mouth after everything horrible has already happened.
Showcasing the head.
That is a line that's crossed. Yeah, I'm picturing pretty much the Nine Inch Nails closer video. With just the pig head on.
I was thinking more of like a King's Buffet.
Oh, and just at the end.
Yeah, and there's the big pig's head, boar's head, whichever. Yeah, and just like at the end of it, he's like, you know, you bore me. Just whips it out.
I had the banana pudding. Now I'm going to sex the pig mouth.
Yeah.
So that, especially, Eva, you're a huge meat eater. Your family, like, you have a fridge in your garage.
Yes.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer would be proud.
Yeah.
There's so much frozen flesh in that thing.
Yeah. Like, we are big meat eaters in my fam.
You could pull out like just big wrapped frozen sides of beef and have
like
a lightsaber fight.
Do you want cow? Do you want venison? Do you want
chicken? You have everything.
We have everything.
You even have the flesh of man, the most dangerous game.
It's tempting.
She looked down.
Or women, the least.
Except for their paralytic vaginas.
Don't when forget. They want to drown you.
Never forget.
But no, we eat a lot of fish. Like, but if you grew up like Eastern European, which I did, like you don't have a meal
you,
that
you
doesn't
grew up down the street from me.
I was like in Northern Virginia.
No, but I, you know, like you have
in Little
Europe.
You're three quarters Irish.
Shut up.
But okay, tell me.
You grew up Greek,
Lithuanian,
so you had
or something.
Yes.
Okay.
Lithuanian.
In Little Lithuania.
But, okay.
Northern
but
Virginia.
Tell us about how you grew up three doors down from Borat.
Shut up! I'm just saying you don't eat like salad. Like you have meat at every meal, but we were.
Well,
Catholic.
I think that's America in general.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty American.
Yeah, I don't think we're a big veggie culture. Like I picture like the Vietnamese or something like that. Like once a week, they kill a pig in the village, and everyone gets like this much carnitas, and it's like a big deal to them.
Like Indian,
and the rest, of the time they're just eating rice with the occasional drizzle of Christ knows what on top,
mm-hmm.
whatever smelly thing they eat. Mm. No one. Okay.
No trite.
Just let the bigot out to dry. So yeah, I know what you're saying. I just feel, I don't know. It's weird. You still keep up with the huge hunks of meat. Not that your dad can't cook the hell out of it. He does a great job.
He's an amazing cook.
But you do have a scary fridge in the garage. It looks like the corpse fridge. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Sounds delicious, kind
of. It blows. First of all, would you guys be less offended if he had a picture of his member, his Reese's Pieces, inside the mouth of a live pig?
Oh, absolutely.
Like a big ugly one, not like a cute like Charlotte's Web pig. Yes.
Wait,
or Babe.
My dad?
No, David Cameron.
Oh.
Your dad isn't part of the group Piers Morgan or whatever it was called. We're talking David Cameron.
Gross.
Yeah, no one wants to think about Tommy's member in anything. I don't like thinking about it in his boxer pants as he stands in front of me. Why are you staring at me?
That's funny.
She's just giving me death stare, paralytic vagina
the
stare.
The prime minister of Lithuania.
So is it? Yeah, what's his name? You were raised in Eastern Europe.
Bishnono Pakaitis.
Okay. That guy is from Kenya. We all know. So would you be less offended, anyone, by live versus dead?
I'd be alive, more offended.
Absolutely.
Live.
More offended.
Yeah,
more offended.
Really? So
John's got a point. We're just going to shut us down.
I would eat either.
It's not good either way.
She's like, I would put it. If I had one, I would have put it in either.
Is that what you're saying? I mean, I've eaten a lot. I've eaten some really.
But also.
So you would eat
defiled
pig head.
But also you're saying
head.
You would.
What?
You would eat the defiled pig head.
Maybe not a pig because it's.
You're Muslim.
Yeah.
Eastern European Muslim.
Exactly. Because I'm Muslim.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I would eat a cow. Anything like cow beating heart.
See, I feel like everyone is more offended that he did it with the, or they would have been more offended with the live one. Like the dead one doesn't bother them, right? For whatever reason. And yet, dude who wants to come in and record your show, we still have 8 minutes. F the F off. Seriously.
I think
I hate when they stick their old gray heads in. Oh, it's the pits.
Well, I think it is.
Meh, people are there.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Unlike your neighbors in the home, we haven't died yet, pal. F off.
Oh, yeah, we're going to F his mouth.
So
evil, dude.
I think you guys just conveyed like you would be more creeped out by it alive than dead. But if we moved it to the people sphere, like if there are pictures of his mouth in a live person, that would almost mean nothing to us other than the fact it's funny. And yet, if the person were dead, we'd be creeped out beyond belief. That would be like a Cannibal Corpse album cover and nothing more.
I see. Would you eat a human?
I like that you saw where I was going because even I did. So thank you, buddy.
Would you eat a human if you...
Gun to my head or just a playful bet?
Last resort. Oh. You're on a...
Are you last resort? It'd be like fifth to last resort.
Yeah.
Your freaking plane lands.
I would eat one just to store up, just to set the tenor. For the entire stay on the island, I'd be like,
I'd eat a human.
Hey, crying baby.
It might work better if the plane actually crashed, though. Because it'd be a little weird if John was like, well, the plane landed. Gotta eat one.
Exactly.
We got here safely.
The plane landed safely, but we're in Cincinnati. I've heard bad things about the local scene here. One of you got to
die. I heard the barbecue sucks here, so. Yeah.
Well, we are going to do one final segment starring Eva right here. People outside can kiss my ass. We need to just play a song. We need to make and play a song that just goes, Eva's the star, Eva's the star, Eva's the star!
Eva.
All right, Eva. Eva's been on OKCupid.
I have.
She's been on OKCupid for about a month now. And those who have listened to the show for a while... All both of you, pretty much just Brenda and Mr. Really Profound. You know that I loved me some online ass in the day. Eva, however, has taken the dive when I want to say it's been much more widely adapted. Like back when I was pooling girls online, it was the weirder girls who were online.
Yeah.
You know, like they had AOL handles like Cutting Girl Cure 86 and stuff like that.
X something X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Eva's on now that it's kind of been like mass adopted. And everyone's online. And you've sent me messages from guys that are trying to get in your pants. And I just wanted you to mention, you know, go over some of them on air. Maybe we'll take a look at your profile, see if we can fix it in any way, shape, or form. So, not that I think we can, by the way. Just putting that out there. I think perv's going to perv.
Yeah.
And the messages she's getting... are just so clearly like mass messages that like guys like copy paste.
Dong tonight.
The other day that I sent to John, he was like, "There's no way that this is not a copy or a copy and...
Copy and paste job?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's just fishing
and
for anybody
who'll take it. This guy wrote...
Can you go through a couple of them for us?
Yeah. Okay. This first one is... This is from Handsome Man 1294.
Really? Handsome Man?
Yeah. And he goes...
I like that. Not buying it. He's, you know, I don't want to say bashful, but he's confident.
He goes, this is embarrassing, but would you be my first ever female foot goddess?
Really? A female? It's his first ever. He's embarrassed. He's like a little bashful bunny.
He's so embarrassed.
But somehow Eva was the one profile that coaxed this out of him. So first of all, you have to be feeling flattered, Eva, that you of all people managed to get this shy, timid man out of his shell. But what did he want out of
you? How many pictures of your feet do you have on there?
None.
Well, and also, this is his first email?
Yeah. Ever, of all time.
I'm a bit embarrassed, but can I suck your toes?
Yeah.
I mean, he really wants to see my feet.
Okay, so continue.
He goes, I have a weakness for Caucasian women with pretty feet.
Oh, so what does he look like?
Just
their toenails.
So he's into white chicks with pretty feet, not deformed feet. So like that chick who was on Dancing with the Stars and just has like the wooden things from the knee down. You know who I'm talking about. I think she had like a Chevy Volt ad. He's not. What if she painted a really pretty color on her wooden toes? She is Caucasian. You should hit him with that.
Yeah.
See? Foot massages, sucking your toes.
There he goes.
Kiss them and melt.
Butter?
When.
Don't melt butter.
I see you in a shoe dangle with your flats. Sorry, I'm trying to read this.
I can read for you. Some of us made it through fifth grade.
I'm trying to read what he's saying.
He's writing.
Are you getting like so worked
up? I would be your foot boy.
Foot boy.
Personal foot slave to you if I was. That's what it says.
If I you can so have a footman. He's illiterate, but he's got a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Okay.
A foot boy.
I feel like that's some
Ninja Turtle stuff
think you
right
can,
there.
Yeah. I am very zero foot literate.
I think this is a lucrative business opportunity.
You think so?
I think you could squeeze it out of him.
Wait, talking
if that's
to this
his first
one
message,
guy?
I think you could squeeze it out of him.
Why don't you know what?
Do you
want to
hear the rest?
Ask what his rate is.
Oh, there's more?
Oh, there's so many more.
From him?
No, there's so many more just from...
They're all feet guys?
Are they all like that, though? Is that that's probably the best one, right?
Like, I am new to English.
That's the best one, but then
mouth
I get...
Foot, please.
Are you a cat? This is such... Like, I cut and pasted this. Are you a catfish? You look exquisite in your pics.
That's so weird.
And I just wanted to make sure you were not too good to be true.
Laying it on a little thick.
I hope you don't party too hard this weekend. Oh, yeah. By the way, my name is Byron.
Great news.
Byron. What does Byron look like?
He is from an urban area.
You appeal to the urban demo. You're like a Wu-Tang album.
Why?
You are like, hold on, I can, is it, you, Butter, you are up with what the kids do. Is it
somewhat.
Is it Wetty Fap or Fatty Wep? What the hell's his
Fetty
name?
Wop.
Fetty Wop.
Fetty Wop. Fetty Wop?
That's Fetty Wop. You're like, I would have never gotten there.
That is so wrong.
Papa, I sent this one to you. If you woke up tomorrow with a penis... That would only last for one day. What's the first thing you would do with it?
Okay.
I'd wash it. I don't know where it's been.
Just in bed with you?
Yeah.
Wow. So all of these obviously tailored toward you.
Yeah.
So what is it like to have your ego kind of boosted to that degree that like guys are getting so creative?
It actually, because I'm sorry. Because I'm completely, like, depressed and I hate myself. Like,
you sound exactly like the Gang Broke Sweet D episode.
Roll the outro.
All of this.
Because I look like a bird.
All of this in my phone, like, makes me, like, I don't care. It makes me, like, that much more sad.
One of them's got to be good.
You mean you're deriving no
just being up front.
Yeah, like you have to realize if you weren't attractive.
All right, so intern, you don't know me that well.
Okay.
You've known me since I've been four.
Yeah.
You've known me for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and you're both straight men, right?
Mostly.
Yeah.
Well, I put labels.
I don't
labels.
Know yeah. what...
I quote
am
a great show.
Am I giving off the vibe that, like, I lost someone? I always try and ask guys that.
I don't know.
Am I giving off the vibe that, like, I was going to be married, but now I'm not because he died.
I don't think you give off that vibe at all.
Did you type that into your profile?
If that's in your profile, then you might be giving it off.
Oh, no, I didn't at all.
Well, we're going to have to take a look at this profile, and we're going to have to tailor it. We'll get back to you guys next week and see what kind of people we can catch.
I'm actually not that sure about Eva's profile. I have clicked on it now. And I found the following video just queues up as soon as you start. Oh, I need to kill the crickets. And I forgot James Brown says the magic words right at the beginning. So let's start that. I went to Eva's profile, and this video queues up as soon as you go there.
Let me take a look.
I lost someone.
Nothing. No points.
A little straightforward.
All right.
I am.
I love the song and it tied in. And we managed to end it with.
I'm
like,
just saying, do I give off like a bad vibe?
No, your main picture isn't you at his tombstone. Okay, you're fine. For God's sake, you're just discovering that the internet is a weird and awful place.
Is,
all right.
That is exactly
is that what it. Is?
That is it. John all hit right. the nail on the head. Absolutely.
That is it.
Did you meet your girl on the internet?
No, he's not a creep.
No, I met her.
He
person.
Has
we
options.
We met on the set of Captain America. We have a much cooler story.
Yeah. That's why he's better than us. Okay, let's just put it down. Not only is he slim and pretty.
I really
yeah.
don't
and then I got a number when we were both working on House of Cards.
To where you are.
He didn't have to resort to our internet chicanery to get some, where we try to look like reasonable. But
previous to that, it was on OkCupid.
All right. Well, we have to go.
Yes,
because
we do.
The barbarian hordes are beating at the door.
I know. We love you guys. Rate and review.
Yes, please. iTunes, rate and review.
We got some fun stuff coming for you.
I'm going to just start.
Date me. Anyone that's single. I don't care if you're a guy or a girl.
Lordy. You heard the woman. Do that. We'll do a win a date with Eva contest. How's that? Give us a 3 out of 5 or better on iTunes. Eva will let you do things. All right, so I want to thank everyone who joined us on the show left to right. Actually, no, we'll start with Eva. Eva, thank you. At Orchard Eva on Twitter.
Thank you.
If you want to get a hold of her, ask her out. Or just, like, follow her. She'll follow back. And then DM some pictures of your meat and potatoes. She's Irish. That's how she swings. Pete Maybe. I almost said your real name,
You're
but
welcome.
I remembered. At Pete Maybe on
it.
Twitter. Mm-hmm. You get a hold of him if you want to flirt with a pretty man.
Please do.
Butterworth?
Is Butterworth it?
Okay.
At.
And look at her. She tweeted throughout. You did the Periscope thing the whole time, right?
I think. Yes.
Was it good?
Religiously.
You're
was
awesome.
It good?
Thank
it
you.
It was great.
They didn't fling any insults, right?
Brenda was the main.
Brenda's awesome. Brenda's a peach.
Fantastic.
We love her. Yeah, she's cool.
Just a little Latin angel, that one. I am at Papa's Basement on Twitter. I'm also John Papa Giorgio on my driver's license and my criminal record. And you can find inpapasbasement.com using your internet machines. Every episode we've ever done is hosted there. We're waving at the Periscope people. Bye, Periscope people. Bye, listeners at home. Till the next one. I think we got everything. Yeah, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then
he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm